talk to you guys today. Obviously, you know, my season's over with. It's unfortunate. Wouldn't want anything more than, you know, help my team out these last five games. But, you know, I'm going to do what I can to stay involved in meetings, help Mike and the guys prepare as much as possible. And, you know, hopefully we can continue to build and, you know, win these last five games.
How did it pretty much happen?
It was just a, you know, pass play, got an inside move, stuck my arm out there, and just kind of went too far. And that was it.
Same injury as Brandon, right?
Yeah, it's pretty much the same.
Did you talk to him at all about how the rehab's going?
Yeah, we spoke about that. And, you know, I talked to the training staff and things like that. So, you know, got a pretty good feel of what to expect over the next few months. And just look forward to attacking that the same way I attack playing the game. So,
seems like an injury that most people fully heal from and it shouldn't cause any problems.
Yeah.
Season, right?
No, I expect to be, you know, full go by the time we get down to Mankato for training camp.
What's the most difficult thing Mike has to do to prepare for Sunday?
I mean, Mike's had some experience in this league. You know, he's you know, he started games before, and you know, I mean, the main thing for him is just make sure he's preparing himself mentally for the game plan, and getting ready for, you know, Charles Johnson, who's a great rusher in this league. So, you know, Mike will have his mind right; he'll be ready to go.
Is the hardest part going to be the 6-7 weeks? Because I talked to Brandon about it, 6-7 weeks in a sling doing nothing, and for guys who do a lot of weight room stuff, that's the biggest problem for him.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, I've been through a shoulder surgery before, which is something kind of similar. And, you know, using the same doctor, so Dr. Nelson, team doctor, so I expect to, you know, fully recover just fine.
So you know how far you can push yourself when you're trying to rehab it?
Yeah. I think I got a, you know, we've got a great staff here who will help me out with that stuff, too. So,
How do you feel about Jamarcus Webb coming back? I know he filled in for you last year when you had the concussion. How do you feel about him back?
Yeah, Jay Webb, man, he's a, you know, he's a good player, too, been around the league. Was here last year, you know, great in the locker room with us. You know, a good friend of mine. I got all the faith in him, you know, if his number's called, too. So, you know, it's a good pickup for us. Glad he was available, and I know he can help us out.
What a lot of strange is it, Bill? You know, you've only missed two games in the NFL.
It's definitely something different. I like to be out there with my teammates, obviously, and normally I try to play through whatever I can to get out there. It's just not possible right now, so. It's just something I'll just have to adjust to and do what I can to be ready next year.
When are you having the surgery?
I'll do it Friday.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned guys trying to stay involved. What can you do?
I mean, you know, I could just be here for the guys if they, you know, I played the guys in the division, obviously, so need some help with that, or just stand on the, you know, stand in the film with them, watch some stuff with them. They always walk into my house and things like that. So, you know, whatever they need, I'm here for them.
What kind of year overall was it for you up until now? Are you pretty happy with the way things have gone this season?
I mean, nah, we definitely, you know, the way I look at it is wins and losses, you know. So it's up to this point, no, but, you know, we got five games to get that turned around, and hopefully the guys are able to do that.
You're the fifth offensive starter who will end up missing at least five games this season. Do you guys almost feel like kind of snake bit on offense, or how would you describe it?
I mean, injuries, it's a part of the game, you know, and – you know, that's it. You just have to deal with it. So,
all right, good.